Welcome to the show. Yeah, we got Chris and we got Kazzo. Yeah, you already know. We got Chris and we got Kazzo.
So, you know, we kind of jumping right into this. Before I introduce these people here.
Yes.
Out of all the things to say, you know what they said?
What they say?
We love when you play the horns. So I guess we officially getting started with the horns. It's only right. We hear it. Welcome back to the show. It has been, I feel like it's always a long time in between, but we back.
Yes. You know,
we vibing, yes. Enjoying ourselves.
We missed y'all.
We did. We really did. It is your boy Kaz. You can follow my socials at Kaz_0 on everything. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Snap, all the above. To my left, introduce yourself.
You already know, it's your boy Chris, IG Mathis 023.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And yes. Before we introduce these people here, okay, I got to say real quick, make sure you like it, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends and family, because we like to have a good time with it. Why not? We vibing. So yeah, go check that out. And without further ado, I feel like, you know, I need a little drum roll for them real quick. Introduce yourselves one time.
Hi, I'm Morgan. I'm Morgan Freeweight, spelled correctly.
Oh, wait. Say it again.
Morgan Freeweights.
Morgan Freeweights. That's
spelled
the IG.
Spelled correctly.
Okay. How the way could you spell it?
Exactly. Yeah.
W8 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I guess people can't spell in here.
Yes.
And sir, how about you?
And I am Jordy Chinchin on Instagram.
That mean?
It means it's my name, Jordy Chinchin.
What is Chinchin?
First name Jordan, last name Chinchin.
Chinchu, but Jordy Chinchin, like a play on my name.
Okay, I never knew that.
The only thing is, I discovered after the fact that the meaning. So Chinchin means cheers in French, and it turns out it actually means penis in Japanese. I learned that.
Oh my gosh. That is how we are starting.
So it's like Jordy Chinchin. It's like there's so many different meanings derived from it.
It's mostly just Jordy penis, though.
It is. It's like you kind of can't unsee it.
Is that what you call him?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sometimes, but yeah.
So if you're watching and you're 2 minutes in, whatever it is, we got our first couple on the show.
Yes.
So as you see, they keep it juicy. Which is completely fine with us.
Feel honored.
But, you know, it can mean cheers. It can mean penis. But we're going to start. We got these drinks with us.
Yes.
So we're going to say cheers. Chin, yes. Chin.
Chin, chin. Cheers.
In French. Shout out to the French people real quick. And I have to say, too, we don't have any facts about this. This was actually a spontaneous drink that they brought in. This is peanut butter whiskey. And it is fantastic.
It's called Screwball.
Can we show that real quick?
Yeah, show it.
It dead ass tastes like peanut butter.
It's so good. It's so
that's
good.
My first sip of it. Quick.
That's Screwball.
Yeah. Get some of that.
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna
that was actually perfect that you said that your name meant cheers. Because that's our official shot of clock.
Mm-hmm.
Before we really jump into it.
Okay.
Like I said,
it kind of just jumps out to your guests.
It jumps out to us.
Yeah.
Why not? You know,
it's
actually it's funny ready. Too because. So you guys are huge into fitness. Mm. All right, you're personal trainers, nutrition coaches. I wasn't even going to drink today, out of respect for you know, the fitness world, which I am also in. But you know, I was going to drink some water.
Mm.
So tell us a little bit about how. Maybe how, like, people view you. Do they think you're, like, always on a diet, always eating a salad, always working out?
No, you're the first people we've actually spoken to in months, so we're not sure.
Oh, you've been stuck inside?
No, I'm just kidding. a lot of people, they find out that I just do normal stuff, like eat ice cream and drink sometimes. And they're like, oh, my God, you do that? And I'm like, yeah, just moderation. That's pretty much it.
There's nothing wrong with that. What about you?
Yeah. I would say likewise. I mean, I'm a little more, what should I say, cavalier with my dieting than Morgan. I eat for the most part clean. She feeds me super clean all the time.
Okay.
And I'm more mindful of that now because I'm actively trying to lose weight. I'm gradually losing weight. I think I kind of get a rap for that. Although, you know, I'm where I'm working, it's like sometimes it would get easy. Just like, all right,
Yeah, like, they have cheeseburgers and stuff all the time, and like tuna sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, you know that. You're familiar with that.
I am. Okay, I gotta say before we officially start.
Full disclosure.
If people don't know, I'm a personal trainer. I love working out. You know, I love to take care of my body. However, I eat like shit. No, I'm sorry. I don't eat like shit. I eat a lot. Okay.
But like, are you eating a lot of good quality foods, or are you actually?
I'll have like 4 days out the week. I eat pretty well, and then the weekend rolls around, and chicken wings, and burgers, and tacos, and all that.
Chick-fil-A.
So that's what. Be quiet.
Man. Oh, my bad.
We have Chick-fil-A before recording.
Yeah, there's no Chick-fil-A in here, right?
We have Chick-fil-A before we start. But nah, like, cause you're a personal trainer and a nutrition coach. So, you know, you got both going on for you. Because I know working out, dieting is a huge part of it. So, I think I need some tips.
Oh, yeah.
There might be some people out there who need some tips.
You have to be kind of crazy. Like, you have to be so vain that, like, looking good means more to you than anything. Like, it means more to you than eating Chick-fil-A. Because if you can look at Chick-fil-A and now instead of it being a delicious chicken sandwich, you look at it and you're like, you're going to destroy all my goals. Like, you're going to be the reason why I don't get shredded. I'm going to put my fucking head through a wall. So I'm not going to eat you. And I resent you. And then you.
Okay.
That's how she speaks to the junk food in our apartment. She berates it at night. Really.
I have to ask then, how is there a way to enjoy that delectable Chick-fil-A but also be like, you know, I'm gonna get shredded?
Yeah, definitely. Like, yes. You just have to make sure that. So, being lean is all about like getting a correct amount of calories to maintain a low amount of body fat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, once you get there, you just have to maintain whatever that number is. So, let's say like I have 1500 calories and I want like something delicious. I'll just make sure that that fits within my calories. And if it doesn't, I'll run a little bit.
Hey, I hate running. That's another conversation.
You can do some type of cardio that's fun for you. It doesn't have to be running.
This sounds so bad as a trainer. There's probably some people looking at me right now like, damn.
Well, you know
what? This guy's worthless.
No, cardio.
Whoa. Damn, I got it.
All the people that train with you, they're like regretting
disregard of. No, but I mean, I'm saying that because I know there's a lot of people like that who just love to eat but hate cardio. And yeah, I feel like it's hard to have that balance.
You raising your hand?
Yeah.
What? I like to eat.
Everybody likes to eat.
Everyone likes to eat.
Yeah, but I don't do cardio at all. And okay, I got abs. So
you're probably like eating a good amount, you know, for maintenance for you. Well, obviously you are. You know?
No. Yeah, that's it.
No.
Oh, man.
I don't know. For me, it's just kind of like a sickness. Like, if I don't have a six-pack, I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to keep looking in the mirror and keep doing an hour of cardio a day and keep, you know, eating what I have to eat until I get it. And, like, nothing gets in the way of that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
do you have, like, a long-term goal? Or you just want to, like, live an overall healthy life?
I mean, yeah, both. I want to be healthy. But, like, my long-term goal is I want to work my way to a point where I'm, like, super-duper lean and just maintaining that.
Okay.
Have you always been that disciplined?
Nah.
Or was it hard getting to that point?
That's my question.
No, like, I'm not, like, Jordan called me out. I ate ice cream, like, 2 nights ago. It's not about, like, being disciplined. I mean, I guess it is. I don't know. Sometimes I'm disciplined, sometimes I'm not. It's about kind of, like, always reminding yourself of your why and reminding yourself, like, okay, if I cheat on my diet, I'm only cheating myself. I'm only going to make my goal go further away. Like, I'm only fucking myself, basically.
Okay.
That's true. You know what? You got me thinking now.
Yeah.
I'm not hurting Curtis when I eat my Chick-fil-A. I'm not hurting you guys.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Sam, I'm hurting myself.
I thought you wanted to slim down for the summer.
Listen,
you are hurting.
Listen. We working on the summer bod.
Okay.
I'm sorry. First, we working on the spring break bod.
Well, yeah, you know what? Do it for Chris. In that, it's like, okay, like...
I ain't doing shit for Chris.
It's my partner.
I'm not slimming down for you.
Like, the better you both look, the more girls you can pull in. That's a thing,
right?
I'm gonna
be wholesome. I'm gonna be wholesome on here.
We're still pretty early into this. But you can say what you need to say.
No. You could. What about you? As far as discipline and all that, because she's over there talking. She said you coach her, really.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I'm a little more, again, I'm not being as strict, but I think it's like I'm pretty disciplined, like because I'm more about portion control. Like I indulge in that stuff like you guys do. I eat junk, but it's like I feel like that's where moderation mm-hmm. is super important.
Yes,
like you know, dirty bulk is a thing. It's like it's not the best thing. Absolutely, you know, but that is a thing though. It's like you eat big, you're gonna make the gains,
right?
But obviously, you know, the cleaner in any scenario, the cleaner you beat or you eat, I mean, like the better off, the leaner you're gonna be, the more cut you're gonna be. But that's where it goes into moderation. Like, okay, as long as I don't eat this garbage, like, consistently
right.
in large portions. And right. proportionally to, like, I think Morgan makes a good point when she says, like, if you're with someone, like, maybe you're trying to lose weight, it's like you're eating for someone smaller than you. Like, okay. you're just kind of eating less, and you kind of learn to just taste things more. It's like, all right, well, I'm more just
tasting. So this works out perfect for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say that, and I'll just, like, slam a whole pizza. Morgan will throw a pizza in the oven. I'll just eat an entire pizza. And I'd undo maybe, like, a few days of, like, weight loss. But, you know, it's, like, valleys and peaks. Like, it's, like, up and down.
Right.
I feel like, subconsciously, I kind of sabotage him sometimes because I'll be like, I overeat. I'm going to make Jordan a pizza so he overeats, too.
So, wait, you do that out of spite because you give in to your indulgence?
Just count.
Damn, like, that's total sabotage.
It's not out of spite.
That's total sabotage.
Like,
I'll eat because, dude... Here's the thing, like, she conditioned me, which I love about her. I love it, like, she cooks for me all the time. She's always cooking me food. You see me showing it off. I guess sometimes she's like, all right, fuck it. Just, here's a pizza.
You like pizza?
Yeah, I eat it. That's the thing. I'll just eat whatever you give me.
You know.
Dun dun. Is it clean? I don't know. It's a poison? No, but it's great. She's meal prep. She slams, like, a bunch of meals. Like, you see her meal prepping.
So, how did you guys, did you meet in? Like a gym or anything like that? Or?
We met in high school.
Hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it story time?
Yeah.
Oh. It could be.
Story time.
I, like, what, like how we first met?
I'm curious to see who. I kind of want to hear both stories.
No, yeah.
It's two. Okay.
Let's hear from your perspective.
It's two different stories because I remember meeting you on the bus and you met me, like, somewhere. Well, like at someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember seeing Morgan on the bus because we were the same bus. She was like a stop right after me, right before me. And I just remember it was like my sophomore year I first met her, or saw her, I should say. And she was dressed to me like a gothic girl. Like what a high school goth would dress like.
Throwing shade.
Right? No, it's not shade. I mean, I was attracted to it. Sure. But it was just like kind of just different, you know?
Right.
Because I feel like you don't normally see like biracial girls. Or gothic, but I would say right. that definitely like stuck out to me, and that's how I first remember seeing her. But your story is different. You met me like completely different way.
Apparently. Okay, I want to hear that.
I mean, like I've seen him around, but like the first time I noticed him and I was like, he's kind of hot. Was he was playing I don't know something on Xbox and he was just talking shit. But I was like, he has a sexy voice and he's funny. But honestly, yeah, I never
completely.
I'm saying
two different stories.
Different things.
It's completely two different stories.
So was it on a bus? Or was it playing Xbox?
I think he just noticed me first, and then I noticed him.
And then it was just click.
No, actually, then I dated somebody else for a couple of years, and he cheated on me and got this other girl pregnant.
Hold on. I'm not gonna lie, this is not what I expected
at all.
But I'm okay with it.
We're really uncovering a lot.
We're making progress. Like I said, you're our first couple on here.
Okay.
And I feel like, I don't know, having a couple just makes it juicy. You get a different perspective.
It is.
Mm. It's like, you know, we can have the conversations, the questions back and forth, but, you know.
Usually we just get one-sided from it.
Yeah. Now we're hearing two stories.
Yes.
You're also, this is season two, you're also the first time we have two people on at once.
Okay.
Before, it's been just one person.
Yeah.
So, congrats. We're going to play the horns one more time. Yes.
They said they like the horns. Do you want to get a shot of clock in between?
What's that?
Want to get a shot of clock in between?
Yeah, might as well. Let's do it.
A little screwball.
A little ASMR ice Ooh. Action.
Salud.
You have some in your Wendy's cup, or is that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, I do want to ask. You do have a competition coming up, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that?
Mm-hmm. No.
All right. Well, anyway.
Because it's I did like an hour and 40 minutes of cardio this morning, and I walked to Target to like get water for the cardio, and then I came back, and I walked back to Target, then I walked back with all my groceries. I literally do anything I can to burn all these calories, and then I drink Butterball or Screwball. And it's not, you know what?
You don't drink too much, though.
Yeah. I don't think it's too much. Moderation and everything. Like, I make sure that I eat enough that, like, I have a little bit of wiggle room, so I'm not worried about it. But it's like I know that I'm not, like, I guess, as strict as I would like to be.
So you're really hard on yourself, yeah. From what I'm understanding. But in a good way.
I'm hard enough
in
a good on way.
You what?
I said I don't think I'm being hard enough on myself right now.
For real? You
know, I don't think I should be harder on myself. I think I should be more disciplined. But it's like,
you know. But I mean, a little couple sips. That's not. Well, I guess it is different for a show.
Yeah, it's like at that level, every little thing counts. Mm. But here I am doing it. So.
It's gonna pay off. It's gonna pay off. I promise.
Yeah, it's gonna like make me look more shredded because it's gonna dehydrate.
Oh damn! So. Can you see that on the camera?
Make sure you get that on the camera.
She got abs.
She got abs.
Damn.
Okay.
Might be another day. I don't know. Somewhere.
No one wants to see the Chick-fil-A. You already know that.
Don't do that. I gotta ask too. So you guys work together, mm-hmm. and for a while now too, right? Mm. How was that? Because that's not always too common either.
That was perfectly smooth.
Wait, like at Poker
Girl? Sounds like we're gonna have two different stories.
I mean, at Poker Girl, at Applebee's, at Bruce Room.
Yeah, we've had multiple jobs.
Okay.
Together.
So okay, what was your? You know what? I want to start with the juiciness. What was your worst experience working together?
Oh damn! The hard hitting questions. Hard-hitting questions. I don't know. Like, it must do. I guess, like, in general,
No, like, you have to name the hardest time. I know mine.
It's hard for me to think of a specific, but I could just think of, like, what is difficult is when we're working long shifts together and we have, like a stark disagreement about something.
Yeah,
and it's just like we just don't agree with something on a very passionate level, and it's like, but we have to be around and work with each other.
Like
I would say that's what's difficult about, like, if I'm going to be blunt about, like, working with someone you're in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. But we make it work, ultimately. But you can't deny that that doesn't happen.
And that's, I mean, I'm sure it's not, you know, perfect every day.
Yeah, of course.
There are times we're working, like, four shifts in a row that are, like, 8 hours, I don't know, like, 10 to 10 shifts. Mm-hmm. Like, pretty long shifts. So we're both tired. We're both irritable. I'm fucking cooking. He's driving everywhere. So we're both just, we're tired of seeing each other. And we're just like, yo, for any reason right now, I want to fight with you. Like, not like I want to.
Just but don't, it's like, be in my space.
I mean.
No, I've never.
I feel like,
because he always says, like, I want to start fighting. Like, you just want to fight with me. And I'm like, I don't. But, like, looking back, like, I totally did. Just for any reason. Like, give me a fucking reason. I'm just mad. And you're in my vicinity, so.
I'm sure the car ride back home is even better.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for. He puts up with so much. I'm kind of. Not that I'm crazy, I'm just very emotional. But.
Girls are emotional. Okay. You're a girl. Girls are emotional.
See, he's so sweet. He's acting like I'm not the worst.
We're actually recording this just after Valentine's Day, so we're gonna get a little lovey-dovey real quick for the couples out there. Kiss your man real quick. Kiss your baby real quick. Let them know that they are appreciated, even though sometimes they might not be. Just, you know, spread some love. Why not?
Yes.
Wait, like, do you want, no, you're not, like, asking us to kiss, right?
Well, that is up to you.
Yeah, kissing cam, go ahead. Let it be a kissing cam, then. So, I gotta ask.
A little ASMR smooch right now. Just that awkward buzz. Air horns going over. It's all good.
My bad, I gotta ask you a question.
Oh, so that's how you guys are at work. How was it during quarantine, then? When you guys had no break from each other. When you get in an argument.
Oh, I'll tell you about
quarantine. I'm going to go walk outside. Take a walk.
Oh, he's quick.
Okay, go ahead.
It's like, man, do I have some stuff to say about quarantine?
Ooh, like, yeah.
Get it out.
Uh-oh. You know I love you.
You got to say that before.
No, but quarantine, I feel like quarantine is like everyone. Everyone's going through it. That's a stressful time for like the entire planet. So like everyone, I feel like, had to deal with that in some form. And it's just like.
He's not asking about everyone. He's asking about us.
I know.
But you're right, though. That's a good point.
Yeah. So it's like, because that's why it's a good question, too, because it's like, hey, we all just went under intense scrutiny and, like, big uncertainty. Like, cool, 2020 starting. This is nice. Just 2 months in. And then, boom, like, there's a virus now, a pandemic. Like, what the hell? But anyway, I think it was difficult. The difficulty of it was you got, we all worked together. Morgan got furloughed. And basically, it's just, I think that was kind of that whole uncertainty of like, you were staying home, basically. I was the only one working.
And you didn't get furloughed?
No.
Oh, wow.
I did not get furloughed, fortunately. Which, you know, we just had to be a little more frugal, but we made it through, and eventually they brought her back. Because not everyone can say they're furloughed. Now they can just say they're laid off.
That's true.
But yeah, like, I would say that was difficult in quarantine because, as you can probably imagine, understandably, that's got to create some friction, a relationship. And it's like you're working and suddenly, for both of our sakes, like one of you isn't working anymore. And now it's like we don't even know if we're going to be able to work again.
Right.
And everything's shutting down. Nothing's open. So, like, what are we going to do? It's like, do we just keep paying rent now at like half now that only one of us is making money, not two of us?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's in general, like that was difficult for quarantine dealing with that. But we kind of got through it, and we opened up, and she got rehired, so it worked out, I would say.
Okay. You brought up a great point, too, because I didn't even think about that till now, how literally the whole world, or whoever's in a relationship living with their partner, how they were just stuck now. Like, obviously, if you live with them, yeah, you're going to see them all the time, but, you know, husband goes to work, wife goes to work, whatever.
Mm.
But now that you're actually, like, stuck in the house with that person, all you can really do to get away for a little bit is, you know, go take a walk real quick.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere.
Nowhere.
It's like,
I mean, we were lucky. We lived in West Palm, so we lived at the Whitney, so we just, like, walked downstairs and...
Yeah, we were, yeah, we. That, I gotta say, that was another thing. Because we lived right in downtown, you know, downtown West Palm. We lived, like, right on Avernia Street.
Okay.
Like, literally downtown Clematis is walking distance. But the thing is, it's like, it's funny because we live downtown. We got so situated with the lifestyle there before living downtown.
Right.
Living there, it's like, cool, we could just go to the clubs here and, like, it takes 5 minutes to walk home. And it was, like, really nice. Not worried about driving, any of that. But we there during quarantine for, like, what was it, like, 6 months or so of quarantine? 6+ months or something. And we got kind of tired of the clubs, but then we really missed it once, like, everything just shut down.
Right.
You know, all those Banco, Roxy's, all of them were just boarded up.
Like, I feel like we took a lot for granted.
Yeah. Oh, I agree 1,000% with,
like,
that.
Like, no one ever saw something like that coming, especially so quick. Even when 2020 started, like, I didn't even hear about the virus.
Do you think that could happen again? Because, like, part of me dreads. I'm like, what if that just whole thing just happens again?
Absolutely.
But the other part of me is, like, I don't think that people would receive back into their homes and do that for that long again. Like, I don't think businesses could or would.
I think there could definitely be another pandemic. I would hope that we're a lot more prepared for it this time. Because there's been pandemics in the past. There's been a lot. But this was, like, the biggest one of this magnitude to, as far as, like, shutting down the economy and shutting down all that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. It could definitely happen again. I just hope we were not prepared for it at all. There are some people who have never heard of the term pandemic in their life. So for that to just come out, you're living your daily life for X amount of years, and then it's like, go stay home.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing.
Dude, that's the thing about the magnitude of the pandemic is, like, there is... Like, that is an epoch in everyone's life. Like, you now know life BC before COVID.
Right.
Yes. Or you now know life after COVID. It's just been... It's like, it's not... You need everyone... It's just been world-changing.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, like, can you imagine being a little kid and, like, all you know is this? Like, yeah, just everybody wearing masks.
I think about that a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's crazy, like, seeing little kids with masks on. It's like...
It's like, that's normal to you. That's going to be your new normal. Like,
and, yeah, that's what's crazy about it, that it's never going to be normal again.
Exactly.
Ever.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. There is now a life before COVID and after COVID. And it's like, I'm optimistic things are just going to go in a forward direction. But it's like, things have definitely changed. And I feel like it's kind of, how should I put it? It's kind of just, like, shaken the way things are. And things kind of need to just reestablish themselves. And hopefully that happens in a better in way that we can all still feel free and safe.
Hope so.
Ideally. But yeah, it's crazy that there's kids that you see, like kids under 10, and it's like, that's you're young to this, but it's like now it's like we. I'm fortunate though. Like I think back to the festivals we went to. Like festivals will never be the same again.
Yeah,
they will. Festivals will never.
Concerts
be the same
seem
again.
Similar.
What's that?
Like the nitty gritty seems similar to the way like Borgor was.
True, but
which is like an artist we saw before and after COVID. Mm-hmm.
But just something like that, for example, like that's. Because that's an event with thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, even when we get back to normal and, you know, COVID is way in the past, it's still not going to be the same because, like...
Yeah, I agree.
This is so... It's going to be stuck in our heads forever.
Yeah.
And, like...
And I think, too, like, the whole mass thing, like... Anyway, we can go on about that. But Matt, they're kind of ridiculous, I think. But the thing I say about that is we are adjusting to, like, Asian countries have been doing mass... For like
years.
Long for decades. Yeah. That's been more of a normal thing in Asian countries. And now it's like because of a sickness from an Asian country has just kind of become pandemic level, planet wide level.
Right.
That's just the whole, it's going to be this, that's this new standard now everywhere. It's like, it's just like kind of muzzling, covering yourself, reducing spread.
I think we'll get to a point where, like, I think honestly by next year, at least, it won't be mandatory to wear the mask.
Mm.
But there's still going to be people who wear them for the rest of their life.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. Because you think of the germaphobes out there.
Right.
Like, you know, at our club where we work, it's like they're so old and they're so wealthy and they're also like, I just want to be clean. I want everything to be sterile around me.
Right.
Like, I'm never going to leave again, but whatever. I'm going to just chill here in my mansion for the rest of my life. Like, I think there's definitely, for all the germaphobes out there, it's definitely like a huge trigger now to a phobia. Especially when you see the way they hype it up. Like, you can like... Careful of the surfaces you touch, and it's just kind of amplified so much. I think for the germaphobes out there, like knowing that that's real. I mean, probably not as serious as that, but knowing that there is that virus, it's like always going to be just as me normal. Like, because it's funny. Like, just a year ago, I'm like, oh, it's funny in public. I'm at Publix, and here's someone with a mask, and like,
yeah, we're like, this is ridiculous, and not everybody has to wear a mask all the time.
Yeah, now it's reversed. You're the one person not doing that in a group of everyone doing that, and then everyone's looking at you like you're
literally. His mom is the strongest person I know. She's like a badass. She doesn't care what anyone thinks, and she's like the sweetest woman in the world. Like, imagine like just this little cute blonde lady, and she's like, hi, I love Jesus, and I'm so sweet. And, like, that's how she is. And she'll like walk into Target. She'll walk into anywhere, no mask. And she'll just be like, I'm exempt. And they're like, okay, but put a mask on. She's like, no, I'm exempt. And then they just let her go. Because, like, she's the fucking sweet little butterfly. And they're not going to stop her. And I'm just like, I wish I had your balls. I can't. I still, like, today's the day. No, I can't.
Is she in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably why.
It's why, yeah.
Florida doesn't care about nothing.
Yeah.
Just like, whatever.
Like, so you think the vaccine is effective then at all?
It could be. I'm not trying it, though. I'm not going to.
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You know, other people do what you got to do, but I'll let my immune system do it. What it has to do,
bro. Exactly. Like, I'll let, like, you know, some years go by. They'll work out the glitches.
That's what, like,
we're getting zombies now. It's like, okay, if I get the vaccine, it doesn't turn me into a zombie.
You know what's crazy? All this stuff we see in movies, I would not be surprised if, like, started seeing zombies.
Bro, that's why the movies just don't entertain me anymore. Like, I see these movies and I'm like, man, real life is so crazy now. Real life is just a movie now. Hollywood interpretations are like, whatever. Like, I see crazy shit in real life.
Like, no, honestly, this year completely changed my mindset. Like, I'm not shocked by anything anymore.
Yeah.
I think after or during COVID, there was like, was it like the killer bees or something like that?
Yeah, I thought you were going to bring up the aliens. It was like April was aliens.
I think, like, I heard about that. There was like something every month. Yeah.
Like, by the way, the government's just like, here's UFOs, but do with it what you want. Like, everyone's like, what? Like, so Kobe, what is this? What's that?
It's like, damn.
I said Kobe passed away.
That was right before COVID.
That was the start of 2020. COVID. And I was like, damn, like
2020 was a terrible year. Oh my
god. I don't want to say it was terrible.
We're all here. We all made it through, so it couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah, I don't want to say it was terrible. It was just very different and eye opening.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I feel like it was needed because we kind of, as a generation, we kind of just live the routine.
Yeah.
So I feel like we kind of needed that change to be like, oh shit, like...
Like, you're not going to have forever, like, you're taking shit for granted.
You know, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like for everyone, literally everyone, that's like, it's so crazy. 2020 is like definitely that historical year, and like that's when all that started.
Yeah.
Because again, like, you know, there was a life before it, and now there is a life after it.
Yeah. I think the craziest thing about it was I thought 2020 would be the best year of my life by far. I was like, new decade. 2020 just has a ring to it. Mm. I thought it was going to be the craziest year of my life in a positive way.
I was going to say, it was.
Did you set all this up in 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's I'm thankful for 2020 because it got me very creative. Quarantine, when we got furloughed, you know, I was stuck at home. I had never been stuck at home that much in my life. Mm. So I just started, you know, creating, thinking a lot. And, you know, here we are.
Did you do it, like, to pass the time, or did 2020, like, light a fire under your ass?
Well, I had always wanted to, and 2020, like, gave me the time to really sit down and think about what I wanted for my future and really bring this to life, because I didn't want to just, you know, throw some stuff together and just be like, hey, here's my show. I like, you know, invested my money, put it into this, gathered a whole bunch of ideas. Like, I think the idea came in like March, and we didn't actually start the show. Well, the thought process came like a year ago.
That's when we were doing the lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The official.
Oh, wait. Let me ask. I'll get to that. I didn't say anything about it.
I'll just say real quick. Officially, I was like, I'm gonna start this in March. So then we gathered everything, and then we officially started in August. So it took a little while, but you can go ahead.
No, you're good. Like, I think that's cool. Like, to go off what you're saying, like, 2020 really, it's a little bit cathartic in that, like, I'm locked down and I don't know, I can't work right now, and it forces you,
right?
You know, for a lot of people, it's consuming more YouTube, more like content, and then, you know, you're forced to get creative. It's like, okay, well, might as well get creative. And absolutely. I think that's the cool thing about it, is like, it's definitely been, it's probably gonna, the result of that, where I was, is like kind of creative renaissance for all these people. Like, you're gonna have all these things, like shows, people create certain platforms, ideas, because you're stuck inside,
right?
And a few years back, you know, once you're doing bigger numbers on it, you can look back. You know, they look at the origins of, like, yeah, this was created during, like, lockdown time.
Right.
And it's like,
that's why I like to look at it as a blessing.
Yeah.
Because it probably wouldn't have happened like it's been happening if it wasn't for 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you could do a lot of self-improvement during that time. That's a lot of months off.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He had the questions.
Oh,
ask a question about the live.
Oh yeah, the IG lives. I was gonna say, like, you bring up the live. That was I didn't know you at the time, but that was the two of you doing the lives. And then, are you just live streaming random? I mean, I'm sure you know them on some level, but it was random.
No, we did not know them.
So this was like some Omegle type stuff. Yes. Basically,
such a terrible first impression. You just see me on a live. You see me at work, and like, oh, your guy is on the live.
Yeah. Okay, basically, during quarantine.
I think it's funny. It's entertaining. Like, you guys did that. It's funny. Like, because it was basically this live stream show.
We're trying to get back into it again a little bit when we can. Because for us, it was very fun. We met a lot of people through there.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Because, like I said, half the people that were on there, we didn't even know them before. Because at the time, I started creating a lot of TikToks during quarantine. And that kind of blew up. So people from TikTok saw me on Instagram, and then they jumped on the live, and then their people jumped on the live, and it was like a domino effect.
Oh, wait. So you were bringing in, attracting eyes to your Instagram from your TikTok.
Yeah. Because Instagram is linked to my TikTok.
Right.
So they'll follow my Instagram and then jump on the live. And then next thing you know, we had a bunch of people that I have never met before, like whole different states jumping in. So it was fun for us because it wasn't just like, you know, people we know. It was like new people jumping in.
Yeah.
We're meeting them, you know, drinking, having fun with them, dancing, whatever.
My buddies and I would do that. We haven't done it in a few years, but for a few years, it was like our tradition around Christmas break to get in and hook up Omegle to his large screen TV.
Oh, jeez.
We then just have drinks, and we just go through, and like, oh man, the stuff, the people you find.
That is different.
Some fun people, but also some like pretty horrific looking thing. But you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Omegle. Yeah, I know what that is. That's different. You know what Omegle is?
Yeah, but no.
It's like chat roulette. I guess chat roulette is the same thing.
Chat roulette is.
Yeah. You know chat roulette. Yeah.
Go check it out when you get a chance. Go check it out when you get a chance.
What is it, like a video chat?
Yeah, it's basically random video chat.
You just make friends.
Well, I feel like you're setting me up for failure right now.
Chris, you got any questions, bro?
So you guys help each other out hand in hand, but who's better?
Like what, at fitness?
Yeah.
Me.
Oh.
That was a quick answer.
Oh.
Dang. Okay, Jordan, who's better?
Better at fitness. It's not like, no, I would say she is. Yeah. Like in a general speak like that, yeah, she is. We're both passionate about fitness, but I would say from a very knowledgeable, like she's just kind of ahead of me with the studies. And I definitely use her input a lot. Like the fact that she meal preps for me, she calorie counts, like that's something that's a skill you pick up and I somewhat have from her, but I kind of just leave a lot of that to her.
It's just like he has to work and he has other things to do right now, and I'm just kind of lucky because I'm in a place where it's like I work at a gym, so and it's kind of dead, right. But that means whenever it's dead, I can go be doing cardio at this gym, watching videos on how to make money, personal training, and then on the way home, I can listen to videos about like how to build my Instagram and stuff, and then I'm like, okay, to build my Instagram, I need nicer pictures, which means I need to look leaner, I need to, you know, do exercises, give back, show people how to do things, and it's just like, I'm really lucky that I'm in a place right now where I feel like I can just like eat, breathe, live fitness, like it's all I think about.
Okay, so. That's perfect, it's perfect mix, perfect combination.
So fun. And then he's like, he has like perfect genetics, so it's like, anyway. But he doesn't, although he can't be at the gym as much as me, he doesn't need to, and he just looks like, anyway.
We love love on this show. We love love. We love confidence. That's all we preach on here.
I'm gonna be honest. You know, I'm not a relationship type of guy, but this truly inspires me.
This, I am, you know.
I'm serious.
This I might have to go find a relationship.
I'm going
to
need a gym partner.
Maybe we should start thinking about our actions right now.
Maybe just a little.
Maybe we should change our life.
Wait. We're not going to get too ahead of ourselves. Just a little bit.
Maybe next episode we'll talk about it. But anyways, we're going to get out of here. Drop your socials real quick for that one time.
Yeah, again, it's Jordy Chin Chin, Snapchat. Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, Reddit, Twitter, like all the platforms basically. I use that name.
There you go.
I'm Morgan Freeways on Instagram. I don't have a YouTube yet.
Is it coming?
Yeah.
Okay. You have it. There's just like private videos on it, but it exists.
There's like one video I made for him for his birthday, and everybody said happy birthday, and it was really cute. Anyway, Morgan Freeways on Instagram and M Vitaliano on Snapchat. That's EMV Italian O on Snapchat. Mm. With a capital Italian.
There you go. You first. Go ahead.
You already know. It's your boy Chris. IG Mathis 023.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's your boy Kaz. You can follow at CAZ_0. And I always got to say, you can follow this beautiful podcast.
Yes.
At Can I Buy With Y'all on Instagram, TikTok, all the above. You know, it's simple as that. But we getting out of here, man.
Dose, dose.
You know, they like the horns. You always got to end with the horns.
That's my favorite sound effect.